Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And make sure to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with week four of football in the books, time to get ready for week five. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up. And get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, let's get right to the news as we always do in quarter number one. Andy, I'm going to start with you. Latest report on COVID testing at Penn State. They did 1,211 COVID tests and only three positive tests. That's pretty darn good news, isn't it?
That's so in the country and in what you look at in college football, to me, that's almost an unheard of number in a good way, right? Like, that's a very unusual number. I think the football team's been tested for about a week now or so, a little bit more than a week under the Big Ten's guidelines where they're having daily testing. So that's why the numbers are up. Bob, I just can't imagine, you know, James Franklin and his obsession with cleanliness is for lack of a better term, it's a good thing, right? It's got to be benefiting them across the board. And I loved your story last week. Jim mentioned it earlier about off the air about, you know, James calling the dude's parents because they weren't wearing a mask. That just tells you the level of detail of James. But it's pretty much been all good news on the COVID front when it comes to Penn State.
And Bob, you were describing off the air, we were talking, James is a bit of an obsessive personality at times, and boy, that comes in handy right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that James would probably, I mean, it's probably a point of pride with him. I don't view this as a negative. I think he's always been this way. He's just fanatical about, you know, structure and order. If you ever watch him after games or on, he's just a very, very, he's a clean freak. He is. And I just think that, if anyone was going to take this, protocol, updated protocol, strengthened protocol, daily testing, you know, wear masks, do everything in your power to have the cleanest environment possible. If anyone was going to take this to the nth degree, it was going to be James. And I just think that it's going to be that way. I think it would be it's probably surprising to the fans maybe to hear he's like that, but I think the players who have been around him for an appreciable amount of time probably expected this, because I think it's always kind of been this way with James. He's just turned up the intensity a little bit. So I would imagine moving forward, I'd be very surprised if there is nothing but great news with regard to Penn State's testing during the pandemic.
Bob, I'm going to stick with you on this one. We keep getting updates, you know, from the coaching staff. We hear about this player, that player, you know, putting on a bit of weight, being in shape, potential breakout player. And we also, listeners of our show over the last couple of years, know that some of us, we end up with our favorite players for one reason or another. We call it the man crush. Brandon Smith has been one of your man crushes for a while, and you wrote an article on him thinking it may be a breakout year for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's you could say, well, he's only a second-year player. That's a lot of pressure. Look, this guy has been in the spotlight, under the spotlight, for a very long time. We're talking about a five-star recruit who was pursued by every major program, and he's kind of thrived in the spotlight. So I think, much like Micah Parsons, I don't think you can put a young man like Brandon Smith under any undue pressure. I think he is aware of what the expectations are for him. I just remember myself and Joe Hermit, who is the Penn State photographer for Penn Live. We went to Louisa County, Virginia in December of 2018 for his early signing day. Got to know him the day before, met the family. Just looking at him, he is just a different, he's on a different level physically than when he was, you know, in December of 2018. He looked like he might have been, you know, 225, 230, but it was not, it was just all length, and he was a very lanky player. And you look at him now, some practice photos that have kind of made the rounds on the internet, them getting off the bus to go to practice. He just looks like a Big Ten linebacker that is ready to do some damage. He's up to 245. He's remade his body. He said he's kept his speed. Brent Pry said, you know, in so many words, he's going to be a problem this year. It's all systems go for him, and they need a dynamic presence in the linebacker group this year with Micah gone. I think Lance Dixon is not quite ready as Brandon is. But boy, if anyone ever looked the part of a all-conference linebacker in his second year, it's him. I just think that it's going to be – I hope he stays healthy, because I really think that he is – a unique talent, and I think he is aware that he's ready to go dominate.
You realize, Bob, with this kind of conversation, knowing that the season is just a couple weeks away, it gives me, and I think every other Penn State fan listening to this, chills. We can't wait to see it on the field. So that's really exciting to hear. Andy, another thing that James Franklin hit on was he was talking about Taylor Stubblefield, the wide receiver coach who set all kinds of records as a wide receiver at Purdue, and what that kind of experience as a player at that position and a fairly young man, what effect that has coaching the wide receivers. And he talked then about, mentioned Phil Troutwine, the offensive line coach, who was a great offensive lineman at Florida, and how those playing careers probably help them in their coaching at this level at that same position they played.
Yeah. So I look, that's to me, that's James doing a little coach speak, right? talking his guys up, right? As he should. And he does have a valid point. I think if you look at those two, Phil's got a little bit more to cook with in his cupboard. And I think Taylor's really, really, really got his hands full in terms of turning the production, or at least making the wide receiver position viable for Penn State this year. He's got a lot of, not his own baggage, but baggage in a U-Haul that James kind of handed him from the last 4 to 5 years, that he has to overcome that as well. And, you know, he's dealing with a little bit of lack of production, a depleted position, a talent. He's really got his hands full. But if James thinks he's coaching these guys, and Kirk says, Chiraka, the offensive coordinator, says he sees the receivers getting better from when he first saw them, then he's kind of, he has to be teaching them as players and breaking it down sort of to ground zero as a coach, because that's what he's working with, is a very, very raw and limited wide receiver room.
So, Andy, you teed me up perfectly, whether or not you realized it or not. Let's not forget about the most recent news and talk about that real quick. So a guy that I mentioned, Brandon Smith, is a guy that I really like this year. Another guy that I like was John Dunmore, the second year wideout from Florida. Yep. I saw him on the Under Armour practice field a couple of years ago, and he's really a really talented player, 4-star recruit. Everyone wanted him. Penn State got him. He's left the program. you know, James Franklin didn't have a lot to say about that on Wednesday night after practice. I don't know if he's back in Florida. I don't know where he is. But as far as an impact on the Penn State receiver room, I think it's fairly significant. When you get past Jahan Dotson, there's a lot of ifs. What ifs? You know, is Daniel George? What if he, you know, steps to the front? What if he doesn't? TJ Jones is a guy they like, classmate of John Dunmore's, also from Florida. He's going to have to play well. But I think the loss of Dunmore, he's a talented kid. It's going to hurt Penn State. I'm going to be real interested to see who their top three or four wideouts are now, because I think they're going to miss him.
Yeah, in a position, John, Bob, that where talent matters because they're looking for answers, right? And the talent level matters and the development. Going back to Jim's question about the work that that Stubblefield's doing at the position. You lose a guy like this in this year and in this spot where the Penn State is at with its wide receiver position, that's a huge impact. That really, really is. In other years, maybe not so much, but in this year, yeah, that's a big loss.
All right, guys, you teed me up here, Bob, and both of you. Don't you know any better? We've already talked about this in quarter number four. We are going to talk extensively about the wide receiver position. All right?
Yes, we will.
Okay. So we'll hit that hard in Q4. Just a couple other quick notes. It appears that we may be at least getting families of the players at the games, Andy, which I think would be great news. The ruling in Pennsylvania would allow a certain number of people to attend. And James Franklin addressed that and talked about getting the families at least at the games, which I think would be a great thing.
Yeah. James, you got to read the tea leaves. I think he tipped his hat. The new Pennsylvania guidelines that came out earlier this week, a venue like Beaver Stadium can hold up to 7,500 people. The Big Ten has said no fans, but I think friends and family is reasonable. And I've seen on TV and games that socially distanced band, can't you put the band in there and provide some noise for the friends and family and for the players to help them out? I know they got a whole virtual valley experience going on, but I think the socially distanced bands look pretty cool to me. So, but I know the Big Ten is no fans, and I don't think that's going to change, but letting a few in is a good thing.
I'm with you, Andy. I want to see the band there. They've worked hard too. Plus, you know, as a fan listening at home, that's part of it, hearing the band playing. So I hope that does happen. All right, that is it for quarter number one. When Ross comes in on Tucker's Tape, we're going to follow up talking about new offensive coordinator Kirk Schrocka. And I'm going to ask Ross what a ghost orbit motion is. Stay tuned.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Rush Track and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.